What do they look like? Other scientists have tried to use physics, biology, and chemistry to guess what alien life might look like. Isaac Newton, for example, wondered why all the animals he could see around him possessed the same bilateral symmetry. Two eyes, two arms, and two legs arranged symmetrically. Was this a fortuitous accident or an act of God? Today, biologists believe that during the Cambrian explosion, about half a billion years ago, nature experimented with a vast array of shapes and forms for tiny emerging multicellular creatures. Some had spinal cords shaped like an X, Y, or Z. Some had radial symmetry like a starfish. By accident, one had a spinal cord shaped like an eye, with bilateral symmetry, and it was the ancestor of most mammals on Earth. So in principle, the humanoid shape with bilateral symmetry, the same shape that Hollywood uses to depict aliens in space, does not necessarily have to apply to all intelligent life. Some biologists believe that the reason that diverse life forms flourished during the Cambrian explosion is because of an arms race between predator and prey. The emergence of the first multi-celled organisms that could devour other organisms forced an accelerated evolution of the two, with each one racing to outmaneuver the other. Like the arms race between the former Soviet Union and the United States during the Cold War, each side had to hustle to keep ahead of the other. By examining how life evolved on this planet, one may also make the following speculations about how intelligent life might have evolved on Earth. Scientists have concluded that intelligent life probably requires 1. Some sort of eyesight or sensing mechanism to explore its environment. 2. Some sort of thumb used for grabbing. It could also be a tentacle or claw. 3. Some sort of communication system, such as speech. These three characteristics are required for sensing our environment and eventually manipulating it, both of which are hallmarks of intelligence. But beyond these three characteristics, anything goes. Contrary to so many of the aliens shown on TV, an extraterrestrial does not have to resemble a human at all. The childlike, bug-eyed aliens we see on TV and in the movies, in fact, look suspiciously like the 1950s aliens from B-grade movies, which are firmly buried in our unconscious. Some anthropologists, however, have added a fourth criteria for intelligent life to explain a curious fact. Humans are vastly more intelligent than they have to be to survive in the forest. Our brains can master space travel, the quantum theory, and advanced mathematics, skill sets that are totally unnecessary for hunting and scavenging in the forest. Why this excess brain power? In nature, when we see pairs of animals like the cheetah and the antelope that possess extraordinary skills far beyond those required for survival, we find that there was an arms race between them. Similarly, some scientists believe that there is a fourth criteria, a biological arms race propelling intelligent humans. Perhaps that arms race was with other members of our own species. Think of all the remarkably diverse life forms on the Earth. If one, for example, could selectively breed octopods for several million years, it is conceivable that they might also become intelligent. We separated from the apes 6 million years ago, probably because we were not well adapted to the changing environment of Africa. By contrast, the octopus is very well adapted to its life beneath a rock and hence has not evolved for millions of years. Biochemist Clifford Pickover says that when he gazes at all the crazy-looking crustaceans, squishy tentacled jellyfish, grotesque hermaphroditic worms, and slime molds, "I know that God has a sense of humor." And we will see this reflected in other forms in the universe. Hollywood, however, probably gets it right when it depicts intelligent alien life forms as carnivores. Not only do meat-eating aliens guarantee bigger box office sales, there's also an element of truth to the depiction. Predators are usually smarter than their prey. Predators have to use cunning to plan, stalk, hide, and ambush prey. Foxes, dogs, tigers, and lions have eyes that are on the front of their face in order to judge distance when they pounce on their prey, With two eyes, they can use 3D stereo vision to lock onto their prey. Prey, such as deer and rabbits, on the other hand, just have to know how to run. They have eyes that are on the side of their face in order to scan for predators 360 degrees around them. In other words, intelligent life in outer space may very well evolve from predators with eyes, or some sensing organ, on the front of their face. They may possess some of the carnivorous, aggressive, and territorial behavior we find in wolves, lions, and humans on Earth. But since such life forms would probably be based on entirely different DNA and protein molecules, they would have no interest in eating or mating with us. We can also use physics to conjecture what their body size might be. Assuming they live on Earth-sized planets and have the same rough density as water, like life forms on Earth, then huge creatures are probably not possible because of the scale law, which states that the laws of physics change drastically as we increase the scale of any object.